highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far, it's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
That was a first half of football here at the West Final. You wanted to come to Winnipeg? They thought they were the best team in the league. You want to gum things up? You force five turnovers, and the Riders take a 10-7 lead to halftime. Luke Mullender and I in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. Before we talk about anything else, oh my goodness, did Jason Shivers have this defense tuned up for this game?
Yeah, and you knew he would, because that's what they've done all year. This has been a defensive team, and the offense has had to come out here and manage the football game, and there's a lot to be desired from the offensive standpoint if you look at this game. But, I mean, if you would have said last week that the Riders would be up at halftime, every single person in the Canadian Football League would have said, well, they'll take that, right? So,
and it would be because of turnovers.
Yeah, but here's the deal, though, is that you're playing the defending Grey Cup champions. And one of the things that bringing back their entire core has done for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, it has probably strengthened them, because right now in that locker room, in their mindset, they're all champions and they all can deal with where they are right now.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's probably uncomfortable to them, because that's one of those sort of characteristics and traits that you get when you win a championship. So I think that it's really important for the Saskatchewan Roughriders to come out here and enjoy the second half, because there's no pressure on you. Just keep coming out here, having fun, and Jason Moss needs to find a way to get the ball across the goal line, because, again, you're up right now, but you'd be crazy to think that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers won't get at least one touchdown in this second half, at least one. And that might be it, though. That might be all they're going to get.
Yeah.
Right? So
the two schools of thought here are for folks listening, yes, they've got five turnovers and they lead. The other side is they've forced five more turnovers than the other team, and they only lead by three points.
Yeah, you've got 10 points off of five turnovers, right? So that's definitely something that you're going to have to turn around. But right now, again, there's no pressure. Come out here and have fun in this second half. The crowd has done a great job of staying in it and backing the Bombers. They've stayed loud, but I'm telling you, that will not be sustained in this second half if it continues to go this way for Saskatchewan. I think that right now this is probably best case scenario.
I've been just trying to sprinkle it out there. At what point do the Bombers' collars get tight? For you played in football games.
Yeah.
At what point do you actually think that could start to happen? You've talked all week about fourth quarter, but is it 15 minutes to go? Is it 10 minutes to go? Or is it coming out of halftime?
Well, here's the thing. The problem is that if you're Winnipeg and you're Winnipeg's defense, there's a lot to celebrate. Richie Hall is telling you, guys, this is great. You guys are killing it, because that team has five turnovers, all right, and they only have scored 10 points on you. Like, that's something to celebrate if you're Richie Hall and that team in that locker room. So, again, there's not really a ton of negatives to talk about in the Bombers in the Bombers locker room despite this score, because you really get that messaging where it's, hey, we've given them everything they have so far. That's literally the messaging. Guys, we're giving them this game. How about we just go out there and stop giving them the game and make them earn it, right? So it's going to be really interesting. And the energy level right now in Saskatchewan, I love it. I love where their energy is right now. It's a defensive win champions, championships type of deal here. And I'm telling you, man, this is I'm loving this game. I'm having a great time.
Buck Pierce ambles down to the locker room, walks over to number 8's locker, sits down, puts his hand on his knee and goes, Zach, you know where the guy's in the blue, right?
Yeah,
like, I do,
exactly.
Coach.
Did you get hit in the first quarter that we don't know about? Because you threw an interception there that was questionable at the very least.
Three picks for Zach Caleros. That's half as many as he threw the entire season. Two forced fumbles as well, in an incredible performance, an incredible half from the Rider defense, and they lead 10-7 after one half of the West Final here in Winnipeg. Kolaris' three interceptions are our standout stat of the half. They're brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals. Now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. The Halftime Rewind is next on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Pressure coming from Micah Johnson to the end zone. Dembski is wide open, and he drops it and picked off in the back of the end zone. Dembski had it in his hands. It goes through his hands, and Ed Gainey has his third consecutive pick for the Riders. Riders showing blitz. They'll, in fact, bring just four. Kolaris looking right underneath. It's caught and stripped by Blue Chest Purifoy. Fumble. Ailey Buka has it, ball and he's got the all the field
Let's
in
go.
Front of him. Ailey Buka, can Kolaris cut him off? Get some blocks on Kolaris, and Buka's still alive. 20, 15-yard line. It's William Powell in the backfield. Here's Powell, and he's into the end zone for the opening score of the game. William Powell, and the Riders lead 6-0. Riders showing four, bringing four. Quickly underneath, it's Bailey inside the five, still alive. He dives forward, and he gets the touchdown.
And again, it's a slant.
He's going deep to the right for Lawler on Marshall. Underthrown and intercepted. Nick Marshall, and in 15 minutes and 21 seconds, this Riders defense has now forced three turnovers, and it is good. 9:58 remains in the second quarter, and the Riders with a 10-7 lead. Fake the handoff, Kolaris looking downfield, pressure coming from Micah, and it's intercepted. He threw it right to Nigel Harris, the fourth turnover in the game by this Riders defense. Could it be a fifth turnover forced by this Rider defense? Here comes the official.
The ball carrier fumbled the ball prior to being down with contact, and Saskatchewan recovered a football.
Unbelievable!
Wow. That's five!
Five turnovers. They get to halftime with a 10-7 lead. That is the Halftime Rewind, brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. I don't know if it's the cold weather or just five turnovers, Luke, but I hit octaves I didn't know I had in making some of those calls. Oh, my goodness. I had a little more bass in my voice in the second half here. That was exciting.
What I think it is that we talked about a lot of things having to go right for Saskatchewan, right? We talked a lot about them needing the bounces, and I think that the excitement in your voice is simply the description of getting or realizing that some of those things are actually going Saskatchewan's way very early on. But again, I'm glad that you threw caution to the wind here, and I'm glad we talked about it on air at the half, is that with five turnovers, Saskatchewan still only got 10 points. Now, if they end up winning this game, nobody's going to care.
Nope.
But at the same time,
can they win this game?
Yeah. And I will say this. The Denver Broncos, in Peyton's last season, won a championship only on defense. Like, literally, Peyton got to the Super Bowl and couldn't throw past 12 yards, right? That was a team that was carried primarily by its defense. So it can happen, right? There's nothing that says that it can't continue to go this way.
Yep.
You just need to continue, and I'll say this again. Do your job. Don't press. Have fun. There's no pressure on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders right now.
As you like to say, there were five turnovers in the first half. Two were in it. 10, we win
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. I had guaranteed win night for the Ottawa game in week three. I will guarantee if the Riders force 10 turnovers in this game, they're going to the Grey Cup. Guaranteed.
Well,
unbelievable.
And by that logic, they'll win 20-7. It'll be perfect.
That would be all right. You mentioned the problems with the offense. Cody Fajardo, 7 of 10 passing for 65 yards. William Powell, 7 carries for 23 yards. Obviously the touchdown, but that's 3 yards per carry. Cody Fajardo, 3 of 17. And as I broke down the numbers this morning, Winnipeg, unsurprisingly, the best team in the league against quarterback scrambles this season and quarterback runs as well. So they're no doubt ready for Fajardo. I still need some Fajardo in the run game
well,
in this one.
The biggest stat right now is that in 2021, in both games, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers won the second half 37-0. Yep. Got to turn that around right now.
Jason Moss talked about that in our pregame show. He said, I don't think it's anything in specific, anything you can point to. I just think they played well, and we need to execute. We will see if the Riders can execute in the second half, because if they do, they have a very winnable game awaiting in the Grey Cup. Let's take a break for McDougall Auctioneers, Redhead Equipment, The Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer, Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Degelman Industries. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the second half kickoff. We're back to Winnipeg after this on the Co-Operators Rough Rider Radio Network.